as he's done after touchdown receptions. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and the Bot, good morning, 7:05, August the 2nd. And we are here with Bad Bob. We're here with Gary Cadd. He'll be in a few minutes. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. We're going to have a guest. Our other guest will be the Shasta County Public Defender. And we're going to be talking about what happened last night about the convention center, which, by the way, went 4-1 for Bethel. Councilman Jones voted against it. And so now Bethel will have a 10-year lease for the convention center. And then what happened out at Churn Creek Bottom, and when an organized effort was to stop a shopping center there, and the supervisors voted unanimously 5-0 for the shopping center. Is that a surprise? That's kind of a surprise to me. Follow the money. Of course, I'm joined by Bad Bob. Bad Bob, good morning. What's the weather?
Well, 67 degrees downtown right now, Carl. Look for a high in the upper doubles, 97 to be specific, and not much in the way of wind. Tonight's low 68, sunny and hot continues, be about 96 tomorrow. And as I said, right now, downtown 67, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, and Selma Vineyards is going to have a great action this weekend. You got to give them a call, though, at 474-5546 if you want reservations, because they're going to be have a group out there singing, as usual, on the weekends. And it's always good, and it's always cooler. And, of course, Thursday nights is pizza night, and then Sundays they're extending their hours for dinner with Mr. Wilcox. And by the way, Thursday night, you can get other things besides pizza, but that is the night that they serve pizza. And by the way, it's outstanding. It's wood-fired. It's New York pizza. So, okay. Linda's not here today. Linda is on assignment, but we'll be back tomorrow, I think, if the assignment's finished. We always miss her here and her news of the weird that goes on, but we've got enough weird things going on here that we've got a lot to talk about today. Including, you know, starting with the debt. The debt ceiling has been pushed another $2 trillion up. That's right. The debt bill was signed by the House. And by the way, the Gifford, the congresswoman who was shot in Arizona, attended and voted. She walked in. Nobody knew she was coming. And she voted for the bill. So this so the Republicans are pretty happy about this in many ways. A lot of the conservative Republicans are saying, wait a minute, we would have just as soon just shut down this mess and started over. But okay, if this gets us started, the Democrats are not quite as happy. What it does is that it raises the debt limit by $2 trillion. And considering we're spending $3.4 billion a day under this president, maybe that will be enough. But it also made cuts, but it looks like cuts, but you can never tell. They say it's cuts, but we'll see. The other thing is just little things that are going along before we get down to the nitty gritty here with Bethel Church and all that. A yellow cab driver, yellow cab is one of our advertisers, and it just hit the news that a yellow cab driver by the name of Mario Rodriguez, he was in the area of Sheridan Street near Court Street to pick up a customer when he was jumped by two men. He was stabbed several times and was later treated and released from the hospital.
And how big city is that, man?
Yeah, well, picking up a customer. That's strange. Well, it's not strange. But I tell you what, driving a taxi is, the show taxi. Yeah, everybody's having a good time. And Jay comes in here with good philosophy, of good humor, a man of good humor and courage. And but you don't think about those guys out there by themselves in the middle of the night. Yeah. The other thing is, and this is before we go to our break, is birth control and no copay. What? What? Yeah, it started in 2013 after the election. It looks like that women are going to be able to get birth control and counseling and all these other things without a copay. Now, I think that birth control should be available readily. I think it already is readily available everywhere. Not without any money. How much money is that going to cost? How much money is that going to cost the rest of us who do have a copay for, you know, for medicine? You could call this it's a prescription. I have a copay. I don't get it free. My wife doesn't get it free. I mean, why is this? Why is this free? And how much is that going to cost and add on to the amount of money we owe already? Just wondering. Got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott, 7:10, August the 2nd. Gosh, you know what? It's almost September. Bad Bob. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment. It's 7:12 in the morning, August the 2nd. We talked about the debt ceiling just went up. And speaking of marketing and money, we have Josh Wiley on with the Market Minute from Wells Fargo.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures suggested a lower open as the Senate prepares to vote on a plan to cut U.S. spending and avoid a government default. Investors appear to focus on whether Washington could still lose its AAA credit rating, with sluggish U.S. and Chinese manufacturing data adding to worries about the world economic recovery. Currently, the Dow's down 37 points at 12,094, while the NASDAQ is down 3 at 2,741, and the S&P is down 5 at 1,281. Oil's down half a buck at $94.39 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 4.04%. Gold's up this morning, $17.10, at $1,638 an ounce, while silver is up 93 cents at $40.24 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Travelers Insurance is up a nickel at $54.67, Coca-Cola is down 36 cents at $67.39, while McDonald's is down a quarter at $86.14. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Josh. You know, this is a new part of our show, the Market Minute with Josh and the guys from Wells Fargo. And frankly, I wish we'd started this a long time ago, because just watching how things are changing in this, you know, the stock market is going down every day.
And the price of gold is going up.
Yeah, Gary Katz with us now. Gary was our rep last night at the meetings until midnight, probably, or close to it. But yeah, then you see gold's gone up again, and silver jumped the 93 cents since yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday it had dropped, and then boom, it's back up 93 cents, and gold is still continuing its climb for $2,000. Yeah, so I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, and silver's at 40.
Yeah, you know, those times when you could have bought the gold, and I'm thinking, geez, you know, I don't think it's ever going to go up, and that was at like $450, right? Could have bought a lot.
Well, look at silver. You could have bought silver at probably $4.75 an ounce, and that's been probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Now it's up to $40.
Could have bought Microsoft.
Oh, well,
my
yeah.
Dad could have bought IBM.
Yeah.
Bob could have bought a new shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's a new shirt. Sorry, Bad Bob. Bad Bob brought in an atomic clock today, though. He's tired of me whining at him.
Are you going to be atomized?
By the way, have you seen this? If you spill wine on yourself, you spill wine on something, or somebody spills wine on something.
Happened.
Okay, yeah, it's called Wine Away, and you spray it on it, and it takes out that red stain. How hard is it to get red wine stains out of things?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife.
Well, it's probably because you spill it on her. She doesn't spill it on you. So here's the thing is that it's called Wine Away. So we're looking at this and thinking, wow, Wine Away, W-I-N-E. What if you could change that and make it wine, W-H-I-N-E, away? So that if somebody's in there like whining at you or bitching at you, you just spray them in the face and then 7 seconds later, oh, hi, I feel better now. You know, it just stops. Would that, you know what, would the world beat a path to your door? I mean, would they? I mean, think about it. Somebody jumps up and you're, rah, 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 shh. Oh, I feel better now.
You could take that and spread over Washington, D.C.
Are you kidding? There's not enough of it to spray all over. If you could make thousands and thousands of gallons in it. Okay, I've got one more thing I want to say here before we get started here. Saw a movie. Lynn and I saw a movie the other night. It's called Limitless. And it's Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro. And in it, a man takes a good movie. A man takes a pill, and these pills allow your brain to work at like 90%. You know, people say you can only use 10% of your brain, which people, if you read about this, that's not true. In reality,
somewhat less.
Yeah, well, no. In reality, your brain. I mean, one of the studies I read says you don't use a lot of your brain. It may not be all that focused at one time, but you use a lot of your brain. But in this one, this pill allows you to have just perfect clarity and be able to focus. And then everything you've ever learned, ever seen, ever was talked to you about comes back into focus, and you're able to tie it together. Synapses in your brains do this. And you sit there and you're kind of cheering about this guy. Hey, this guy is winning. You know, he's a good guy. You like him and all that. And De Niro is this really rich guy, strong, the old rough and tumble type that's built an empire. And he says to this guy, he says, well, I'd like you to continue working for me. He says, well, you know, I don't know, to the guy that takes the pills. And De Niro gets in his face and he says, you know, you haven't earned this. He says, something's happened. It's a gift of God. It's a fluke. I don't know what it is. You waste but you waste this talent you have. You just shotgun it everywhere. He says, you haven't earned the right to take me on. You haven't been in the back rooms. You haven't clawed your way up. You haven't had to do negotiations. You haven't had to build things. It just has been handed to you. And you know what? And then the movie goes on and other things happen. But to me, the pivotal part of that whole movie was that spot right there. And it was true. This guy had not earned this. He had not earned the right to be this rich, this powerful. He did it through chemistry. He did it through pills. They gave him an advantage. It's like somebody taking steroids, you know, and able to be in sports better, or, you know, or whatever it is. And, you know, Gary's kind of shaking his head on the board. But here's the thing about it is we were talking about it last night, and Linda hit the same thing. She says, you know, this guy, even though that it made De Niro kind of look like a tough bad guy, he wasn't. He had earned this, and this other guy had gotten his through. It had been given to him through drugs. And yes, it made clarity, and it ended in this certain way, which was kind of a feel good kind of. But it's the whole thing is it's like giving people something they don't deserve. I find it, you know, I found it disturbing. The hero of the story is because he's given drugs that give him advantage that other people don't have, that work hard and do achieve things through their own grit, their own braves, you know, their own brains and their own toughness. So, frankly, I think it was a movie, you know, it's like saying, oh, okay, let's just hand everybody this stuff and they're going to be okay. Wrong. They're not. Let's let people use steroids in the, you know, and compete against people and make it an unfair field. Wrong. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You got an update for us?
Yeah, Mario's beat up pretty bad, but he's going to be okay.
fortunately for him, he was facing some sissy lawlads that didn't hang on to a bat.
They were hitting him with a bat?
Oh, he was stabbed and beaten with bats. Fortunately for him, when they smacked him in the head, they couldn't hang on to the bat because of the, you know how when you hit something with a bat, it causes the vibration?
Yeah.
Well, they dropped the bat.
Well, Mario must have a pretty hard head then, you know, I tell you.
Well, yes, he does. You got to have a hard head to be a yellow cab driver, let me tell you. So anyway, Mario didn't pick the bat that he dropped and fended them off. So and then drove himself to the hospital. So he gets the Iron Man award and the Purple Heart today. But we were very worried about him, but he's going to be okay. And we just hope that very soon your guy you're going to have in there, the public defender, will have some new clients.
Any leads on these meat bags?
Not yet. Mario was too busy trying not to die. Give us a whole lot of details.
I think people don't realize, you know, we have you on, Jay, and Jay, of course, is our yellow cab philosopher here, we have our whole gang here, yellow cab philosophers and people from Hayfork and Gary Cad, our gadfly in the politics of Reading and other places. But people don't realize that could be, you've got a dangerous job out there.
You mean taking some people you don't know to a place that you don't know where they're taking you could be dangerous? Really? I never thought of that.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for those, you know. And what is it, New York, they've got bulletproof glass everywhere,
right,
on the cabs, and they've got to hand them money.
You know what we have in between us and them? My elbow.
Well,
that's pretty much it.
So these guys hit him, they stabbed him, and they ran?
Well, what I was told is that when I was given the report at 4 a.m. this morning is that he went to pick up some people, and they said they had a drunk chick that they needed some help to get her to the car. So he gets out of the car to help, and that's when they attacked him.
Oh.
And then after that, the details are a little bit gray, so I don't want to repeat
on
the radio.
Okay.
I want to make sure they're right.
But
the point is they attacked him with the bats, and he was stabbed in the back repeatedly, but supposedly by one of the females involved. And then after he got the bat and was able to fight back, the other guy with the bat, he took off too. And then he was able, they left him alone. He was able to get in his car and drive a couple blocks to the hospital.
Okay. All right,
so
Jay.
So that's what happened. And, nothing like this has ever happened before. We've had some violent episodes, but nothing this severe, so it's a shock to all of us. And
Don't get out of the car. If it's, you know, if it's an elderly lady or people you know, get out. But if I wouldn't get out of the car with them, not unless there's an equalizer in my right hand.
Right, it's very very sobering, because how do you find that difference between that balance in between customer service and protecting yourself?
Yeah, can't let fear rule you, but you got to be cautious too. Okay, Jay, got to run.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. Thank you for everything, Carl.
You bet. Thanks for the phone call. Be careful out there.
Hey,
we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:23 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Gold Mart annual estate sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 727 in the morning, August the 2nd. Linda's on assignment. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Lots and lots of you in there. Good morning, Max, Sungold, Philip. Let me see. Fargan, just start like Angel. Angel, hello, Angel. Glad to see you're back. Hey, our guest, Gary Cad. Gary, okay, big doings last night about the convention center. We'll start with that one. Work our way to Churn Creek. What happened?
Well, they took up the issue of the convention center last night. Mr. Starman made the presentation.
And excuse me, but if you have not heard both sides on this and you weren't there last night, you can go to our archives from Friday, last Friday. We had both sides on here, the Save the Reading Convention Center Committee and also Bethel Church. So if you haven't heard it, Just go to those archives. In fact, Bad Bob will put this put the link up onto the chat room here. Anyway, go on.
So they made the presentation. Then roughly 35 people got up and spoke. I don't think there was a person that got up and spoke that wanted to close the convention center, but there was quite a number that were more in favor of Mesa than they were of Bethel. The real thing that to me, the real problem with that whole issue really wasn't the two proponents of wanting to manage the convention center. The real problem was the closed session and breaking the Brown Act, because they did vote in closed session after the meeting on July 19th, 4-1, to move forward with Bethel. When they came out of closed session, they did not announce that there was a vote taken, that there was action taken, and what the action was. Because by the Brown Act, they're supposed to come back out and either announce or do it in writing of what the motion was and who the second was, and then how the five people voted, how the five council members voted. So
I think everybody
knows what's going on.
Well, how'd the word get out? Because everybody knew it.
Well, basically, how the word got out was the city staff let it out, is what happened.
Well, that's a change. They usually keep things secret.
Well, one way you could tell right off the bat was by taking a look at the agenda for last night. The agenda for last night was to take up Bethel and a letter of intent. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking down about Bethel. I'm speaking about the Brown Act, and I'm speaking about how.
So you're saying the way they did it was illegal,
right? It was. So then.
Well,
so,
we've got.
Go ahead.
And Gary, you know, I'm not. I am. I'm just questioning this. How could it be illegal if everybody knew about it? And the fact is that you had the staff and all the attorneys around.
Because they have to come back out when they go into closed session, they have to come back out into open session. They have to come back out into open session after After they close station, they have to come to open station, and then turn around and announce it.
All right, we got to take a break here, and we're going to finish talking about this, and I'm not cutting you off. I'm just, we got the news here. Hey, it's Carl and the Bot. It's 7:29 on Tuesday, August the 2nd, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, another bearish day on Wall Street as the latest report about the U.S. economy takes a toll on the market. The Senate votes in just a few hours on a bill to cut spending and raise the debt ceiling, but traders are still worried about a possible credit downgrade on the U.S. government. Americans cut their spending in June, another sign economic growth is slowing down. Personal spending saw its biggest drop since 2009, falling 0.2% last month. Economists, they were expecting an increase. The Senate is set to vote on the debt deal around noon today, just a few hours before the Treasury's deadline to raise the debt ceiling. This follows last night's vote in the House of Representatives, where it passed 269 to 161. Even if the debt ceiling is raised before midnight, the country is at risk of losing its perfect AAA credit rating. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Save the date. Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Health Clinic, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
You know, the Brady Bunch had six kids, and John and Kate had eight. But this summer, you'll find they are cheaper by the dozen at the Riverfront Playhouse in Redding. Cheaper by the Dozen is a play based upon the real-life story of efficiency experts Frank and Lillian Gilbreth and their 12 children. Cheaper by the Dozen is directed by Jet Thomas and features a cast of 17 kids and 13 adults. Come and see how many of them you know. Opens July 16th and continues through August 13th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Please note that our new ticket outlet is the Cascade Theater. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office on Market Street in Redding or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net. And remember, they're cheaper by the dozen.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bolling is on assignment. 7:35 in the morning, August the 2nd. How hot is it today, Bad Bob?
Carl, look for a high just shy of the triple digits. Looks to be about between 97 and 99, depending on where you're at. And right downtown, we have 68 degrees, and weather's going to be pretty much unchanged in the next couple of days. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, one of our favorite places. You know, they have lunch out there, and it's a lot cooler up there in Anselmo Vineyards. Now, hey, our guest, Gary Kadd, is going to be with us for the rest of this hour. Okay, the city council comes in there. Okay, there's possible violations of Brown Act. Now, if you read about, if you just read the comments and everything that people have had about this, there's this huge problem that some people are having, and I can't tell. You know, I can't tell from the threads in the news or in the rating.com. You just can't tell because you know you got the same people commenting for the most part, and it's like, oh my God, we've given the convention center to the church, and that seems to be a big problem.
Well, yeah,
and that they will censor it. Mm-hmm. That's one side, and they will censor what's going to happen. And the other side is we've just given taxpayers' money to a church.
Well, what they're doing as far as what Bethel's going to do as far as censoring is they're setting up a nonprofit organization that will actually run the convention center and run oversee the different acts or different things that will come into the convention center. So in other words, it'd be a rock and roll group or something like that. What it's doing is putting a firewall, if you will, between
that's what they said they were going to do and the
convention center, so that if somebody wants to come in and put something on that the church doesn't necessarily believe in or agree with, they can still come in and put that on. And the church
does not have to condone it. And one of the things they did say when they were on here was, we don't have to attend it. The church does not have to attend it. And now, you know, I see that. I can see where there's people, you know, they're worried about this. But you know, the thing is, Gary, there's going to be a contract written. And I think the city, when it gets right down to it, is going to have a lot to say about what goes on.
I believe. In fact, I know for a fact that the contract has already either been written or it's completed. Yeah, shock, shock.
Say it's not true. Yeah. Say it's not true. Yeah.
Well, I have.
Well, it had to have been almost because this letter of intent, if they were going to, or memorandum of agreement, whatever they're calling it, it had to have been done where everybody had to be able to agree on this except Patrick Jones.
Well, you know, and the thing with it is, I think if we had been a fly on the wall on January the 19th, we would probably heard something about it at that time at the closed session back in, not January, I'm sorry, July 19th.
Mm-hmm.
We probably would have heard something about the contract then.
So you're saying is that Dick Dickerson and Francie Sullivan and Missy MacArthur and Rick Bassetti went around the Brown Act?
Well, they didn't go around the Brown Act. They broke the Brown Act.
Oh, they broke the Brown Act.
I mean, let me real quickly here.
Okay.
This is from the California Attorney General's office.
Okay.
And it says, once a closed session has been completed, the legislative body must convene in open session. If the legislative body took final action in the closed session, the body may be required to make a report of the action taken and the vote thereof to the public in open session. The report may be made either orally or in writing. Now, the first of all, final action. Mr. DuVernay is saying, well, the final action hasn't been taken.
Yeah, the final action was supposedly yesterday then, right?
Well, the final action actually was, because if you look at the agenda item for yesterday's meeting, it was to consider signing a letter of intent with Bethel. Well, Mesa had already been eliminated at that point then. So if that was the case, they did make the decision.
Well, but they could have, well.
So,
could have voted against it.
But it was final to Mesa as of that closed session meeting. See, and then Mesa wasn't even invited to make a presentation.
Yeah, and I heard that they were told that not
a city staff member told me you really don't have to be there.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of different steps, and the reason I bring this Brown Act up is because this is not the first time. There have been other issues over the time that I've been attending city council meetings that there are issues as far as the Brown Act is concerned, and I think that we the people have the right to know how our counselors vote on the issues they vote on.
I think you're absolutely right. And if they don't, then they should be replaced. But also, I think if the staff does things behind the counselor's back, see, councilman's back, why aren't they fired?
Well, and the thing with it is, you're right there, but the thing that really boils down to it is, does the council know the Brown Act? Did the council know when or not?
I think
they do.
I can't believe that they don't understand what the Brown Act. I thought when the Brown Act was saying is that you couldn't have more than two of them together at one time discussing something. Hey, we got to take a get the phone there, Bob. I'm sorry. I was just getting ready to make Bad Bob's life extremely hard by saying let's go on a break while he's trying to answer the phone, and Bob can't. He's only got two hands, even though that'll. Person with two hands should be able to do this.
Oh, he's dynamic, though. Isn't
he's
he?
Dynamic. Bad Bob's dynamic. There's one word for him. All right, let's take a break here. Carl and the Bob. Linda's on assignment. It's 7:40. Gary Cadd's our guest. We're talking about what happened down at the convention center. Did they break the Brown Act? Our city council members, and was this thing foretold back 6 months ago when this thing first started? The other thing we're going to talk about when we get back is Churn Creek Bottom. This one here is kind of a toughie also, and we've had people on there talking about that in fact on Doug Craig's show Sunday about why we shouldn't have Churn Creek Bottom turned into a mall. Carl Lindabot, this is Freak Fire Radio.
Also, yeah. Keep talking. Fuel injection cut up in chrome plated rods, oh yeah.
Down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Columbia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, 7:45 in the morning, August the 2nd. It's like 73 degrees out there. Our guest is Gary Cann. This portion is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, great coffee, but they do these ice drinks. They do slushies. They have, you know, they are just great people down there. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They provide a meeting room for the community, and they have discounts for veterans. What can you say? So, I mean, these people, Joe and Shelley, are just outstanding people, and the people they have working for them, professional, good people. So, if you're going to, you know what, it's more than just a tobacco store. You need to go in there. They have drinks. They have fine wines. They have anything you want to do to make coffee, including the coffee makers themselves. So, that's Tobacco and Brew. Okay, we have Aaron Ryan on the line. Aaron, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, Aaron.
I almost slept through your program. We didn't get out of the Board of Supervisors till after midnight.
That's what I heard. So it looks like that was a slam dunk.
Yeah, it just, you know, we need the jobs.
Yeah, you know what, I think the argument was is that, if I may,
yeah.
From what I understand, is that, yeah, we're going to have a bunch of jobs while they build this and put the roads in and all that, but afterwards, where are the jobs going to be?
Oh, no, you know, it's going to create a whole bunch of retail. So that's going to, even if they're minimum wage jobs, you know, it's better to have minimum wage job than no job.
Well,
which, on the face of it, I would agree with, but it's really interesting. I guess people are holding back a lot of retail spending until we get some more stores. That's just why they're not spending it, and the stores we have already are closing.
Is that a taste of sarcasm? Is that just a hint of sarcasm coming across the airwaves there?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I mean,
you know, the manufacturing growth in the United States is at the lowest level as it's been in 2 years. So, you know, when I see that and, you know, spending cuts, they have a weak economic impact. You know, when I start seeing all this stuff, and then we're building another shopping mall.
Well, they said, they said as much, and I don't. They'd like to have a sales tax agreement with the Anderson and Redding.
Yeah,
and they
Aaron,
so that means they have to compete for sales tax dollars.
Aaron,
so
can I interrupt?
Center, they can't get them.
Hey, Gary wants to say something there.
You know, with the sales tax agreement, you know, everybody's talking about sales tax agreement jumping up and down. In the state of California, there has never, ever been a sales tax agreement put together between government entities to put money into a general fund to pay for general fund obligations. Now, there have been tax agreements put together between governments such as L.A. County, L.A. City, Long Beach, when they built the Long Beach Freeway. It was a project. It had an end amount of money to be paid. But it has never been done. Now, we're going to think that here in the city of Redding and the county of Shasta, between the city council and the county board of supervisors, that we're going to put together a tax sharing agreement.
Well,
I really don't think that's
going
to happen.
Kind of the lament, you know, that if we had that in place, then this probably wouldn't be necessary.
Right.
Well, here we are, is that they're taking, 79 acres down there? Is that something like that? 79 acres are going to make it. Does anybody have an idea what, do they already have, like, stores they're going to put in the mall, or they're just going to build it and they will come?
It's hard to say. Nobody said anything about.
I mean, it's one thing just to build an empty building. We've proven that we can do that out of Stillwater.
Yeah.
You know, we can prove we can do that at Stillwater, is build it and they won't come.
There were a lot of cracks about Stillwater.
I know they were going to call this Stillwater Mall. But no, but I mean is that my question would be, what are you going to put in there? Are they going to already have, like, hey, we've already sold this. We've already sold this to people, and so now what we're really looking for is people to work here. And people can make jokes about, oh yeah, it's none of those, you know, those little spin, you know, those retail jobs that don't pay a lot. But guess what? You put 1,000 people working at $10 an hour. That's 1,000 people working at $10 an hour.
And let me ask you this question, Aaron. During the presentations last night, what was the presentation from Caltrans, and what was the presentation from Pacheco School?
Well, contrary to popular belief, we actually were at the Tea Party meeting. So we had a handful of folks there, so I didn't get there until after 8. By then, those had happened. but I had already gotten the Caltrans report, and it was fairly pointy. And apparently, you know, they, I don't know if they said it outright or if they just basically implied that they would follow with the suit if they tried to go forward on the project the way it was. And David Kehoe's exact words were that the whole Caltrans attempt at sophomoric pressure tactics just wasn't working. So it's almost like we're going to do it in spite of you.
Well, yeah, but
the problem with it is, gang, is the road, Knighton Road needs to be improved, and that money is going to come from Caltrans to improve, especially the overpass. So, in other words, you've got somebody mad that you're expecting to get money from to build the overpass, and then Pacheco School wasn't even acknowledged in the EIR. And an EIR that has a school district in it, there has to be a line in there saying that there's no mitigation necessary, or the mitigation that is necessary will be taken care of such, such, and such. And it's my understanding that Pacheco School is not even listed in the EIR. So there's a problem there also. And I think Pacheco Schools said that if Caltrans sued, they're going to join them.
Okay, got to take a break here, but I get the last word because it's my show. Well, Aaron, you get the last word Sundays from 8 to 10, right?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
And Gary, no matter what Gary thinks, even though he's over kicking me under the table, as people in our chat room are saying, is that, you know what, if you're going to build this, it's because they, you know, that they're not going to go forward with this mall unless they've got some anchor stores already signed up for this. This isn't something like Stillwater where we were betting on things. That if they're going to spend this much money, they're going to do all this, and that includes $7 million for road improvements. And I'm not disagreeing with anything you say, Gary, or you know, the fact that these people down there in Churn Creek, this is going to be a huge change to their life. I'm just trying to do is get, you know, as get as many sides out on this as we possibly can. And we'll be more than happy to have the Churn Creek people back, you know, in here in the next week. I don't think it's over yet. I think that people are now are going to go back. I think they're going to rearm themselves and come pushing back forward. We've got to take a break, Carl Linda Bott. It's 7:51 in the morning. It's August the 2nd. It's 73 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Prison's Mattress Gallery, and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Prison's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable, you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palocedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palocedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, 7:55, August the 2nd. And you know what? We are blinded by the light. Nah, not for long, though. Hey, our guest is Gary Kay. We've got Aaron Ryan on the phone. You know what? Guys in the chat room, you are saying such great stuff. You are saying, so I wish everybody could see what you're writing right now. They're talking about, well, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be using Churn Creek. They'd be using, you know, as far as traffic goes. Other people said, the people in Enterprise would use Churn Creek to go out there. Other people said, well, good, it'd give us a chance to expand Popeye's Chicken, which is probably a good thing because, you know, if you don't like Kentucky Fried Chicken. Okay, Gary and Aaron. Okay, this thing then, this is our last 5 minutes on this. Churn Creek, do you think it's a done deal?
Gary? Well, do I think it's a done deal? I really don't know. If there's a lawsuit, it won't be. So we just have to wait and see how the proponents or the different entities working on this issue are going to step forward. I don't know.
Well, okay. The people in Churn Creek Bottom have a referendum ready, so they're gathering signatures starting today.
They're starting today?
Yep.
All right. Well, then there's going to be a referendum ballot
If they get enough.
I'd imagine they probably will.
Well, here's the thing, too, then, about that is we need to roll in get a representative from the shopping center guys that want to build this to see what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying that they're going to spend $7 million in road improvements, et cetera, et cetera. And I understand about Churn Creek. I understand how they don't want to lose their land. Are people farming down there? I mean, they're not taking land that people are sitting on right now or that they're on.
That was the big thing last night was that these are 5 acre, they've zoned 5 acre minimum, and by doing that, they've essentially destroyed the ag in Churn Creek Bottom. But see, on 5 acres, people run cattle. You know, people have cattle.
Yeah, well, but they still have their 5 acres, though, right?
Right. I mean, people don't farm in the sense that they, you know, that they're out there running a swather, but they do have enough acreage to have cattle.
Well, they can still do, but they can still do that, though, right?
They can still do that, but let's face it. I mean, your song was kind of funny, you know, blinded by the light. If you put a big shopping center,
I know,
a couple hundred yards from your 5 acre parcel.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, do you live in the country anymore?
No, you don't. And here's the other thing too, as Angel says, she says, I hope the realtors are telling people down there what's coming on.
Well, the thing that I was able to attend the Planning Commission meeting here a month and a half ago that took up this issue, and it was, I don't know, about a 5-6 hour meeting that went through at that time. And in that process, the Hawkins folks had a I guess it was an animated video that they showed, and it showed the traffic coming out of the new mall and traffic going up at Knighton Road down Cher Creek, and that also it shows that the trucks are going to come out of the truck stop and go on to Pacheco Road, which is about 9 feet wide at the moment, and they will go up to the stoplight and then turn to their left and head to the freeway. It's a whole different change of the traffic pattern down there. And when you stop and look at the traffic pattern, you're going, well, how is Pacheco School going to get out of there?
Okay.
I went to Pacheco all 8 years, and I do that commute every morning. It's a mess now, and I don't see how it's going to possibly be any better. It's just going to get a lot worse, and you always wonder how many traffic accidents it takes to force a change. And
maybe they'll put a photo light down there.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, we got to run. Hey, Aaron, thanks for the phone call. Hey, people in the chat room, great, great comments. And what we're going to do is I'll get Ann, our scheduler, on there to try and get somebody from the mall people. Come in and just tell us what are you thinking? If nothing else, it's a phone call and say, you know, how is this not going to impact and let people do
good
it?
Idea.
And then we'll get some Churn Creek people on here. Thanks a lot, Gary, as usual, for coming in and giving us a concise
idea what's going on there at City Hall with the Brown Act being busted now. And by the way, people, what you do is you go to the Attorney General's office if you believe this has happened. But it looks like Bethel Church is going to be taking the convention center, and it looks like Churn Creek Bottom is going to be turned into a mall as of last night. Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, we got a few seconds here. I don't know what that sound is. What is that?
Gary, do you wear a hearing aid?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
That's what it is. Gary's going off on us here. I'm looking around thinking, is it something I said? Gary, again, thank you so much for being here.
You're more than welcome.
Okay. We come back. We'll have much more commentary about what's going on around here. See if our guest is showing up. Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. In an hour, the Senate could close the debt deal, but it won't be unanimous.
I'm going to be a no.
Jeff Sessions will be joined by fellow Republican Mike Lee.
We have no business raising the debt limit to $2.5 trillion.
So the plan also calls for about the same in spending cuts. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, Dave, this Senate vote will cross party lines both ways.
This is a welcome change in behavior, and I gladly support it.
Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander in the yes column, as is New Mexico Democrat Tom Udall. He's all for avoiding default and the higher interest rates that would follow. But
almost everything else about this deal stinks, and it stinks to high heaven.
Udall says the bill cuts money for job training, education, housing, and other programs vital to getting the economy back on track. Dave.
Now, Rich, right after the Senate votes, President Obama will make a statement from the White House Rose Garden. Stocks are falling again today. The Dow's down 80 as a new report highlighted the weak economy. Consumer spending dropped in June for the first time in nearly 2 years. There's no end to the fighting in Syria. Security forces digging in Hama, where human rights groups say a crackdown on anti-government protesters has killed at least 100 the last 2 days. Europe is increasing sanctions. And the U.S.'s top military officer says Syria must stop. But
there's no indication whatsoever that the Americans are, that we would get involved directly with respect to this. I think politically and diplomatically, we want to bring as much pressure as we possibly can.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen in Baghdad is also telling the Iraqis if they want 10,000 U.S. troops to stay after the end of the year withdrawal date, the troops must get protection from any legal prosecution. A bunch of kids hospitalized in Kentucky. Police say they were playing with a tear gas grenade from the Vietnam era in a home in Lynch last night when it exploded. Nearly a dozen people were injured in all. The gas can irritate the eyes and skin and throat and make it tough to breathe. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Think dirty. It's what we do at the Fram Proving Grounds. We're obsessed with dirt, or rather, obsessed with stopping dirt from damaging your engine. That's why Fram oil filters get the dirt test. From larger flecks down to grains as tiny as 5 microns, they're pumped with obscene amounts of dirt. So you can roll through any dust bowl knowing Fram filters trap those nasty little dirt particles to help keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. We think dirty, so engines can run clean. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the best dirty thinking at Fram.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Fallout from the British phone hacking. Fallout from the British phone hacking scandal that shut down a tabloid newspaper.
An 11th arrest, a former managing editor of the News of the World, a British tabloid which eavesdropped on newsmakers' cell phone voicemail to generate story scoops. So far, all editors and writers arrested this year have been released on bail with no charge, but News of the World's owners shut that paper down last month, saying it had lost its moral compass. Parent company News Corp also owns Fox. In London, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
Well, the activist who threw a shaving cream pie at News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch as he testified at a British Parliament hearing has been sentenced to 6 weeks in jail. Jonathan May Bowles pleaded guilty last week to assault. There's an autopsy today in New Hampshire for Selena Cass, the 11-year-old girl who was missing for a week until she was found in a river near her home, the death called suspicious. The search is on for a second day in Missouri for a state trooper and his patrol dog believed swept away in a flood.
Numerous law enforcement agencies are searching for Trooper Fred Guthrie Jr. and his dog Reed. They were on flood duty near Big Lake in Holt County when someone found Guthrie's truck yesterday, the motor running, a boat still attached to it, but no sign of anyone.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. If you don't like putting on sunscreen, it's okay to whine. Literally.
In vino veritas is the old Latin phrase. In wine you will find truth. But what about a little sunblock as well? Researchers at the University of Barcelona claim in a new study that grapes contain a compound that helps protect skin from ultraviolet radiation. So if you're heading to the beach, maybe you can forget the sunscreen and pack a bottle of Chardonnay instead. It certainly tastes a lot better. In Rome, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
Not a day at the beach in Puerto Rico. Heavy rain from Tropical Storm Emily. The storm could be hitting Haiti and the Dominican Republic tomorrow and perhaps then the U.S. southeast coast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Body. 8:05 in the morning, August the 2nd, it's 73 degrees. Linda's on assignment today and is making sure that we have everything handled around here. She goes out and just ensures that the things that make our life worth living, like the pipes don't fall apart in the house. Those little things. Those and taking care of all that business. I'm not good at that stuff, but she is. So we miss you there, and we'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you in a few minutes, but everybody else will see you tomorrow. Bad Bob, tell us about the weather today.
Looking for high double digits, not quite 100 degrees. Some parts may read a little bit more than that. Tonight's low 68. Sunny and hot continue tomorrow. The high should be near 96. And checking weather around town right now, we've got right around 72 degrees downtown. Make it 74. The readout just changed. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay. Now, things are going on in the chat room there. People have been to see, as Angel says, she went to Grossology with her with kids or her kids. Anyway, I have to go back and look at that. Anyway, she says they love it because it's gross. And you know, we've had had people tell us that. In the last hour, we talked about the convention center. The convention center, of course, has been awarded to Bethel, the contract, I should say. Or should I say the convention center has been awarded to Bethel? And an act that some people say is violation of the Brown Act because they voted on it without telling people. Even though everybody knew about it, you know, once they did it, 4-1 to give the contract to Bethel Church. And then officially voted on it last night to execute the contract, which as one of our people coming in today and other people have mentioned that it is against the Brown Act. I have a problem. I don't have a problem. I find it interesting that we have four intelligent people that would be voting and doing it in violation of the Brown Act of Dick Dickerson and Francie Sullivan and, of course, Mayor MacArthur and Rick Bassetti do not seem to me to be dumb people, and they all seem to understand what the Brown Act is. I have a feeling there's something in there that just other people don't realize. I don't know what it is. The other thing, of course, is then the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to go forward with the mall in Churn Creek Bottom, which is going to raise a lot of consternation, it appears. You know, the sides are is that you're putting a 92-acre mall down there. You're going to destroy all that area. You're putting a mall in when there's so many empty spots already. Other people are saying, hey, look, this is going to be put a lot of people to work, that they're not going to come in here unless they have anchor stores already in this mall. They're going to do $7.5 million worth of work on the roads, but it will have a dramatic impact on the people down in Churn Creek Bottom. You can't have a big mall and not have that impact. They're 5-acre parcels and it's serene out there. And what happens if you've got that 5-acre parcel that's 200 feet away from the mall parking lot, the skateboarders, the people living there, because it'll be easier to get there and harder for them to be pushed out because the sheriff's department is down, people, because, okay, we can just go on and on. Anyway, all right, let's talk about some happier things. Tonight, from 6 to 8, Families Honoring Our Troops at Hilltop and Dana are going to be there. It's for it's in honoring our troops. This is the anniversary, of course, of the invasion of Kuwait by Saddam Hussein and the beginning of the Gulf War era. Beginning of the Gulf War era. And they're going to commemorate that tonight on the corners of Hilltop and a corner of Hilltop and Dana from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm going to be there. National, also National Night Out tonight, and there are people going to be going around in neighborhoods, and they're going to be talking about, hey, making our city safe. And you know what? That's important, because it's going to need, the police have been in here, I don't know how many times to tell us they need to, they're going to need our help in the neighborhoods as their eyes and ears, because we're short people. That's just the way it is. We're short police officers. They can't be everywhere. They're going to have to be triaging it as it is. They need our help in keeping our neighborhood safe. It means taking care of your own property, but we're going to have, we'll have Peter Hansen in later on this month, and we'll be talking about that specifically. All right, got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:09, 8:10 in the morning, August the 2nd.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And it's time for our Market Minute with Josh Wiley.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock averages added to recent losses as new data added to worries about the economic recovery. Investors may also be focusing on whether Washington could still lose its AAA credit rating, even as the Senate prepares to vote on a plan to raise the debt limit. Currently, the Dow's down 100 points at 12,032, while the NASDAQ is down 20 at 2,724, and the S&P 500, it's down 13 at 1,273. Oil's up 15 cents at $95.04 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 4.02%. Gold's up $18.10 this morning at $1,639, while silver is up 80 cents at $40.11 an ounce. Some most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is down a dime at $9.72, J.P. Morgan's down 47 pennies at $39.97, while Verizon is down a quarter at $35.57. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob, Linda's on assignment. Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, it's to me, it's a new facet to our show, but it's interesting to listen how things change in just an hour. You know, because he's doing it. These are live updates, my friends, and these are live updates, so you can see how things are changing. But the stock market still is on its downward trend here, since along with his debt limit. Okay, our guest, who is standing by, ready to go, is the Shasta County Public Defender, Jeff Gorder. Good morning.
Morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great.
You're looking spiffy today.
I'm feeling great. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to be here again.
Well, you know, last time it seemed like we still had some questions left there at the end. And the thing is with so many things happening, you know, like in your office, so many things kind of pivot around your office with the work you do and that. And there's a lot of statistics people are, need to get their arms around. About, you know, the number of cases you handle. And also, as you said, you're going to give us an update on the realignment.
Correct. The realignment process. Yeah. I know the last time I was here and we talked, the realignment law had been passed, but there wasn't any funding to provide the necessary mechanism to implement the realignment process. As we talked about, realignment essentially means transferring services that have been handled by the state to the local authorities and local government to handle, specifically overseeing prisoners released from state prison. Well, now the governor passed, or the governor signed into law the Funding Act, so we've got money that's coming in to fund this realignment process, and it's scheduled to take effect October 1st. So we've got 2 months before this realignment process begins to swing into play, so to speak.
So the the money has been allocated.
It has been. I think Shasta County's portion is about $2.9 million, and that we'll see whether that's even close enough to doing what needs to be done to making sure that we have the services available for these folks.
Okay, so how many of these folks, as you put it, how many of these folks are coming home for a visit? Visit Grandma, Grandpa, and us.
Well, apparently the numbers are such that beginning in October, there's normally what would have been a parolee under supervision by state parole will now be supervised by a local probation officer. And it's no longer, this process is called post-release supervision. So I think the estimate is in October there will probably be about 25 to 30 people being released from state prison to Shasta County that will now be, instead of being supervised by a state parole officer, will be supervised by a probation officer.
25 to 30.
Right.
Where am I hearing the 700 number from?
Well, that might be, maybe that's an annual figure. I don't know where that comes up, frankly.
I heard that from the police chief and the sheriff. Anybody else that's in this thing, they're talking 700 people. But anywhere from 500 to 700 people being released back to us.
Well, that could be once the process is fully implemented. It's going to take a while because...
Right. And so they're going to incrementally give them to us.
Right.
Which makes sense. I would hate to think that all of a sudden there's 500 new people on the streets.
Yeah, that would just be overwhelming if that were to be
the case. Well, and the state would never do that to us.
Oh, of course not. they've got this all thought out and planned properly.
So this $2.9 million, is it $2.9 million?
Right.
Okay, is that for all? Is that all we're going to get?
That for this year, from October until the end of the fiscal year, which would be June 30th,
for 25 people.
Well, no, because we're going to get 25 in October, and then we're going to have November. We're going to get another 25, 30. Yeah. These are just estimates. So it's going to continue on until it's
until they get the number.
A lot of
they
people
need.
Coming out. Yeah, eventually there's going to be a lot more people being supervised.
So we'll get more money next year then, supposedly.
Supposedly, but who knows? You know, all we know is that we've got this money now. Whether that's going to be forthcoming the following year, I couldn't say.
What are we doing with this money, Jeff?
Well, that's an interesting question, Carl. What we've got going now is what's called a community corrections partnership. And you speak of the Brown Act. Well, the Brown Act is applicable to this particular group. There are meetings that are going on where this partnership has to decide how to spend the money, essentially. Come up with a plan for the Board of Supervisors to implement this realignment. And so that's ongoing right now. And there's a committee, there's an executive committee that I'm a part of that consists of the police chief, the sheriff, probation officer, myself, public defender, social services department. We're trying to come up with ideas as to how we're going to appropriately supervise these folks in the community and eventually try and reduce the recidivism rate so these folks can be successful in life and not go back to state prison. That's the goal. So we're in the process of hearing from the community and trying to develop a plan as to how this money can be most effectively spent to reach the goals of realignment.
So if you're part of the community that doesn't believe that a lot of these guys really want to change, could we use part of that money to open up that third floor of the jail?
Well, unfortunately, from what I understand, the sheriff, the last I heard, the sheriff indicated it'd be about $2.1 million to open a floor of the jail. So,
I thought it was one point something million. And I thought Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot, considering all the money we spend around here.
Yeah,
but
we'd have to talk. $2 million
would be.
And I think we're going to get an update from the sheriff when we meet again in the executive committee. But I think it's, my understanding, it's about $2.1 million. So just not enough money. And you can't incrementally open the floor. It's not like you can open a bed here or two. You've got to open the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so that would just use up almost all of the money available for realignment.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Wouldn't do it.
Okay.
So we've got to find other means other than just incarceration.
What are the plans then? I mean, you said you're talking about, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back. Let's talk about that.
Sure.
So we're talking about programs to help them, help prisoners not go back to, abatement programs,
training,
vocational and all this, anything we can do to keep
mental
them.
Mental health, whatever.
Is this all the stuff they're getting in prison right now?
No. They don't get anything in prison.
Yeah, see, they don't get anything in prison, and yet they send them back down to us for us to do this job after they've had them not doing anything. And let's talk about this when we get back.
Yeah.
Carl Lindebaugh, 8:20 in the morning, August the 2nd. It's 73 degrees outside. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, you know you make me want to kick my heels up and down.
Summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Lea of Advantage Eye Care, right there on Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He's the one that does the work on Linda and me, Linda and I. and then me. Our eyes. You've only got two eyes. You want somebody there that knows what he's doing, and Dr. Joseph Lea does. He's got an on-site lab, latest design, and progressive lenses. He has glasses for the whole family, contact lenses without that little halo effect. You know what I'm talking about. And insurance problem, you give him a call. It will not be a problem with Dr. Joseph Lea. Again, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Give him a call. We use him and we endorse Dr. Joseph Lea. Our guest today is the Shasta County Public Defender, Jeff Gorder. Jeff, good morning. We're talking realignment. Okay, the first group's going to come in October, 25 to 35. We're not sure exactly. 2.9 million is supposed to come down before them, though. Is that correct?
It's right around that time. I don't know exactly when the money's rolling in. Checks in the mail.
Whoa, yeah, there's right. One other line that goes with that. Checks in the mail and, but I can't say that on radio. But we could get the guy. Let's just say we get the money first. All right, the kind of programs we're talking about, we talked about vocational programs. Are you going to jumpstart things? You're going to, like, take these prisoners coming in, maybe put them in existing programs?
Well, we're meeting right now, and one of the concepts being thrown around is a possibility to say a day reporting center, but these are all just ideas at this point. They haven't been formulated, but
2 months.
2 months.
60 days.
It's 60 days.
Jeff. Chief, sheriff, and whoever else is involved in this, 60 days.
I know. It's a daunting task, no doubt about it, and we're meeting regularly right now to try and make this happen. We know it's coming. It's coming quickly. Fortunately, it's going to be parceled out over a period of time, so as you say, we're not going to have 500 people on October 1st, but some thoughts are a day reporting center where we can have a number of services under the same roof. Wes Foreman, the probation officer, is the chair of the committee and in many ways
we
a
had
driving
Wes,
force.
We had Wes on there the
okay,
other day,
so,
too.
Yeah. So Wes is skilled in the use of what are called now evidence-based practices, that is trying to find the best tools to help these folks be successful and reduce recidivism, to try and gauge the risk, because some of these folks are going to be higher risk than others. Let's face it, you got somebody coming out with a drug possession charge may end up being a less of a risk than somebody coming out in a more violent felony. So they interview these folks, they do a risk needs assessment, they figure out what the risk level is, how much supervision is needed, and then what the needs are. Substance abuse problem, mental health problem. We need housing.
All of it.
We need education.
Yeah, where are we going to put these people when they come back? We have places, though, when we have people that come back to us on parole, that they put them, we've already got places that we put them.
Well, I don't know that to be the case. It's going to be tough. We have the rescue mission. We have we're going to try and get some housing folks in to help us figure out where are people going to stay. That's a good question.
I think a lot of these people that say these people did not deserve to be in prison, for various offenses and all that. I think those people should stand up right now, raise their hands, so we can put them in their homes. So we've got a place for them to stay, kind of a family atmosphere. They could have family home-cooked meals, 17-year-old daughters. Come on. This is just if you want them out that bad. Let's stand up and put them in our homes.
Well,
not exactly right, huh?
I doubt if we're going to get many volunteers for that. But, we do need community organizations, churches, rescue missions, et cetera, to stand up. But we are going to have to find. It is going to be difficult.
Well, what about the possibility? We've only got 60 days left here. And say we just, the good side is 25, but maybe we'll get 50. Do they get like bussed here, and dropped off at the sheriff's office?
Well, I don't think they're going to get dropped at the sheriff's office. But typically, and I don't understand all the details now, but that's typically the way it works now. You get released from prison, you get I've always thought $200 and a bus ticket to Reading. Now, where they end up when they get into Reading, I don't know. And how that's going to work once what the corrections department is going to do, I don't know. But we're hoping that there's some place, and they're going to have to report to the probation department. They're going to be the primary agency,
right?
For instructions, directions as to what to do. We just don't know whether that's going to be at the current office, or we're going to have some other reporting center.
I think that this group that you're in is probably one of the more important civic groups that we've got in Reading right now.
It's a pretty significant.
I think this is very significant, Jeff.
It is.
We need to know, as the people here in town, what's going to happen here. And did you say it's going to be like regular reports of what y'all are at, where y'all are at, or?
Yeah, we are subject to the Brown Act. This is one of the things that I'm having to learn a little bit. You talk about the Brown Act, and I've really never had to be on an organization that has to comply with that. But we're regulated by the Brown Act, so we have regular open meetings that are announced with agendas and everything else so the public can participate and provide their input if they want.
One of the questions from the chat room is, I thought they couldn't be released unless they had a place to go to. That's not true, though.
That is not true.
Yeah, once the place to go to is Reading and $200, which will probably get them a new tattoo.
Once you've served your sentence, you're released, and it's either parole, and now it's going to be post-release supervision and supervision by probation.
We had the probation. Well, we had Weston here the other day, and already they're pretty much chocked on how many people they can handle. So is this going
to? They're going to need a lot of extra probation officers, no doubt about it, and they're going to need some of this $2.9 million, a fairly large chunk of that, to make sure that they are able to do what they need to do.
Well, okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Jeff Gorder. He's the Shasta County Public Defender. And what was that?
A.K.A. Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, Mr. Sunshine here today. You know what? Hey. This is something tough. We're getting ready to face here, my friends. And so we need to, as a community, pull together. And we need ideas from you all about things we can do to help our police and our pro and probation and everybody. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. The debt compromise, likely to be approved by the Senate in a half hour, may be winning votes, but not necessarily the enthusiasm of those reluctantly moving it forward in the Capitol.
This package is what happens when ideologues bent on nationalizing their extreme agendas get their way.
Democratic Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico. The compromise cuts spending by $2 trillion over the next 10 years without any guarantee of higher taxes. One congressman says the deal is an indication freshman conservatives are gaining influence.
We're not yet a majority that can assert itself strongly enough against the Senate and against the White House. I think that changes in the fall of 2012, and if it does, the Tea Party will have a lot to do with that.
Iowa Republican Steve King. After expected Senate passage today, President Obama has said he will sign the debt agreement into law in time to beat today's deadline to keep the government from defaulting on its bills. This is a Fox News alert.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Mamma mia!
You are not Italian.
No, but we're headed there for Second Tuesday Club.
That's right. Tuesday, August 9th at Nello's Place on Vitelli Lane.
Nello's Place. Salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, seafood, wine.
Yeah, we get it. You like to eat. Won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 9th for great food and good company, as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Yay, Italian food and animals.
Wow.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
Thank you.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl, in about 8:35 in the morning, August the 2nd, 73 degrees right now. It's going to go up to triple digits. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, good old Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. Okay, people ask me about the Man in Black. Guess who exactly is this guy? I'm sorry, I can't say anything. But he's there in the morning. Go on down and ask for the Man in Black. He may not be in black, but you go in there and ask for the Man in Black. They give discounts down there for veterans. They give great haircuts. They have discounts for seniors. And they have, it's like walking back in the time, taking that step back in the time of that old-time barbershop. Magazines, you know, people are talking. There's, you know, I mean, politics, you know, nobody gets in religion, I don't think. But politics and it's sports, everything, shooting, it's a great place to go to. Women are treated with much respect, even though that this is man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on down there. Bob and I go down there. Bad Bob.
About due for another visit.
Yeah, you're getting around there. Our guest is Jeff Gorder, the Shasta County Public Defender. And we're talking about realignment. And you know what? I am so glad that we rolled back into this one because people, it's, you know, with all the little other things that are going on, you know, the convention center, you know, Churn Creek Bottom, a number of other things, you know, the economy, the debt ceiling, all that. We have a tendency to kind of fight that battle that's right in front of us. This battle is going to really start 2 months from now, but we are already behind the power curve. We need reinforcements, and we need them now, and there's nothing in sight there. I mean, am I being too dramatic here? If I am, just tell me.
Maybe a little too dramatic.
Oh, that's radio. That's radio. Okay.
You're right, though, in terms of the limited number of services that I think are available right now in terms of mental health treatment, as we talked about, which has been gutted. Substance abuse treatment, which is limited, housing, vocational training, all these things are going to be critical elements to try and reduce the recidivism rate and try and bring these releasees into the community successfully. I mean, and prevent them from going back into custody. That's what this is all about.
How's that working for us so far with the ones we have?
It's just terrible. I mean, we've got a 70% recidivism rate right now with, as far as state prison is concerned. So they get released and they end up going back. You know, a lot of it was ticky-tack violations. You know, I didn't show up to my parole office at 10 o'clock on a Monday.
Is there going to be a change in that?
There is going to be a change in that. There's going to be, I think, a much more graduated approach to this. There's graduated sanctions. You're not automatically going to throw somebody back into custody just because they may not make it to the probation department at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. You know, there's going to be some graduated sanctions, maybe a little community service, maybe a little bit of, you know, Wes has got a whole bunch of ideas as to how to handle this. They've been doing this for a while.
Instead of just automatically jacking them back up.
There's going to be flash incarceration is going to be one of the tools, which is, hey, we'll put you in for the weekend, okay? You screwed up. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. You didn't make it down to the work center. So you're going to spend the weekend in the county jail 2 days. These things will be utilized as part of the package, let's say, the carrot and the stick. But it's not going to be go back and do 180 days or what have you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the right now that we're we're having problems handling the ones we've got because of funding. Is that a fair statement?
The probationers or the parolees? We're talking two different classes.
Right. It would be, in this case, it would be the parolees, the ones out of the prison.
Out of the prison.
Right.
Right.
The probation. And the probation, a lot of people don't understand the difference.
The difference, right.
The difference is probation is before, that's you're out awaiting trial. And or you've been sentenced. You've been sentenced,
but you're being supervised here locally.
Right. You're not going anywhere.
You're not going to the big house,
right?
So to speak.
You've stolen this car, but you know you did it on a joyride. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on probation for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Stay out of trouble, and under supervision. Stay out of trouble, and you're not going to go to jail.
You're not going to go to. Well, you could do some county time,
right?
But you're not going to go to prison,
right?
Which is supposedly right. For the worst of the worst, right?
Parolees are the ones that have come back out of prison.
Right.
All right. Okay, so we have people that are coming back out of... We've got programs right now, obviously, that's trying to help the people we have here to keep them from going, taking the big jump back to prison. But the mental welfare or the mental
even
health...
Even those are limited.
And those are limited. And that's the part I'm getting at is,
yeah.
You know, the ones that we've got into the system, are we saving any of these? Or is that still a 70%?
We're making progress. In fact, Wes has made substantial progress. There was one program, even before realignment, that was implemented that sent money to the local community, to the county, if we were able to prevent somebody from violating probation and going to state prison. So Wes has been working on reducing that population that violates probation and goes to state prison, has been successful in some regards. And so that has worked. And hopefully these practices that he's had in place can be built upon. But mm-hmm. We, as you say, and we all know, we're going to need more resources out there to help this, trickle, which may become a flood. Of people coming into the community.
I see we've got to take a break here. What I see happening is the money may come as, you know, money may start coming at first, and then they just, but at some point, because we keep getting them every month, that at some point there's a tipping point, and we've got to be able to understand where that tipping point is, too, where, we just can't handle it anymore. And the question then is, what do we do? Can we refuse to take them? Let's talk about that when we get back. Hey, our guest is Shasta County Public Defender Jeff Gorder. We're discussing in a lot greater detail the realignment question. What happens when they start turning the prisoners out of the state prisons and back to us? And that's starting, my friends, 1 October. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about programs here and what people can, you know, what can the community do? And about the committee that's out there right now working diligently to try to figure out how to keep our community safe. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:42 in the morning. It's August 2nd. If you've got questions for Jeff or any questions about this, we can jump back in the chat room here. 530-605-4567.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. 8:45 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's August the 2nd. It's probably 75 degrees. What's the weather there, Bad Bob?
Some guitar riffs just go forever, let me tell you. Hey, from the National Weather Service, high will be right near the triple digits. Tonight's low is 68 and continued sunny and hot tomorrow, and a high should be around 96. So fairly typical this time of year. As long as we stay out of the triple digits, I'm a happy boy. 74 degrees right now. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, a lot cooler up there. They've got Thursday nights, they have special pizza out of the wood-fired oven. It's pretty cool. And then they've opened up. It is. I tell you what, it is good. And they have worked on this, and they've experimented. There's been a lot of pizzas that hit the wall out there in Anselmo's because RC just goes, no, dud, that's it. I mean, the dogs out there have all gained 25 pounds. It's because R.C. Anselmo says these pizzas are going to be of a certain kind. He says there's no other pizza except New York pizza. So, I mean, importing the stuff so they can fix it. And Mr. Their chef out there is like, I mean, you know, at one point his hair was like standing on end while he was, till they could find the right temperature in a wood-fired oven. And the last thing I heard was they had found it because they'd had to start the fire literally 2 hours earlier than they thought to give that right temperature. Which that's not what we're talking about. But that's just kind of, you know, if that's a problem doing pizza, what are we going to do with 700 bad guys back in the community? Our guest, Shasta County Public Defender Jeff Gorder. Okay, when we say bad guys, let's define bad guys here. You know, supposedly they're not releasing child molesters, pedophiles, those kind.
That this is important. I just wanted to make sure that the listeners out there weren't, thinking, okay, I've got to batten down the hatches, get my gun out of the closet. We've got all these serious, violent felons and sex offenders that are going to be released into the community en masse on October 1st. What we're going to be seeing in the local supervised community, it's a term of art, Carl. It's called the non-non-nons, and that means non-violent, non-serious, non-sex offenders. And so the phrase that's bandied about is the non-non-nons, okay? The auto thief, the guy that goes into Target and rips off a bottle of Jack Daniels or something if they sell
that's
that.
That's Safeway.
I don't know. That's
usually
Safeway. Okay.
Yeah.
And you see that all prior. Yeah, or the drug possessors, So these are the non-non-nons, the non-violent, the non-serious, the non-sex offenders that are going to be being supervised by the local community. The others, the serious felons, the violent felons, the sex offenders, they're still going to be monitored by parole and the state authorities when they're released. So that is a good distinction to draw, and maybe that eases some minds.
Well, yeah, I mean, right now.
A little bit.
When you say non, I mean, also non-brainwaves.
Non-brainwaves.
Yeah, you know, but there's, you know, and you're right, that we shouldn't give the impression, and I don't want to give the impression, it's already serious enough. And it's serious enough is, even if they're not violent, we've got, let's just say 25 a month that start getting released to us. You know, before the year's out, you know, we've got, I mean, a year, and we've got, you know, like 300 people on our streets that we're having to house. How long do we house them for? Is there a length of time while we're training and we're trying to get them into vocational training and then our mental health system? As you know, there's going to be problems there.
Absolutely.
We have people walking on the street right now that need mental health. Help.
It's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem.
And the prisons have been the biggest mental health facility going
in the last
20, 30 years.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got all these things going. And yes, even though they're non-non-nons, it's still a lot of people that we've got to, as a community, absorb.
Absolutely. Huge, huge impact on the community, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. We have people on the line, I believe, when we come back, and we want to need to finish this up. This is not the last time. I would really, I don't know. You're looking at your watch, like you have to. You can be here to the end, though, right?
Oh yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Great.
I'm here.
I would
the
love
end,
to have at some point. I'd love to have two or three of you at some point come in and talk. That's on the committee, and just hear your all's thoughts. I mean, we get you in individually, but sometime get all of you in. I think we can do that in one of our studios here. Anyway, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:50 in the morning. We're talking about realignment. What impact it's going to have on our community. And I think that we as a community have got to pull together on this one, as we do on other things, just to see what happens so we can help out. This is Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:54 in the morning, August 2nd. Like 75 degrees. It's going to get up to around 100 today. Linda's on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow. And this has really been a this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place there, Espresso Joe's, all types of coffee you want. Any way you can make that coffee, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Shelley just got back from a big cigar convention. It's got all types of new cigars coming in there. I can't wait to run down there. They have discounts for veterans, and they support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Shasta County Public Defender Jeff Gorder, and we've been talking the whole time about realignment, and we're still not finished with it. And we just, I've been able to talk to Jeff during the breaks too about these. One of the things we're talking about, just as a kind of like a quick synopsis here, is that starting October, 25 to 35 of the people will start being released from the state prisons. These will be non-nons, and that's
non-violent, non-serious, non-sex offenders.
Right. We're supposedly getting $2.9 million to start this program for the rest of this year. You can count on getting them every month. The biggest thing right now is because they're coming down is finding places to put them, to live, the mental health screening and help, since we don't have enough of that already. I guess also training, vocational training, to try and bring them back into society. Looking at this as a way to keep them from going back into the prisons, this warehousing system that that they're in, and also to change the way we send the people back who violate parole, I think is another thing. Instead of if they have a beer, they can be violated back into, they can be violated right back into a prison, right?
Well, the non-non-nons can't. The non-non-nons are going to be supervised locally, and any time they do, will be in the county jail. It's going to be so-called county prison, I guess we could call it.
The county prison that we don't have enough room in.
We don't have enough room in. So if somebody's on post-release supervision, they're a non-non-non, and we're really getting the lingo going here, aren't we? And they violate their post-release supervision, they're going to do their time in, if they do time, in the county jail and not in state prison. So it's probably the most significant change in the criminal justice system in the last 20 plus years, no doubt about it. And it's going to be.
And the Supreme Court is the one that ruled on this, if I'm
right. Well, the Supreme Court certainly gave the shove by saying that the conditions in the California state prisons are cruel and unusual, and you've got to reduce the population by 30,000 to 40,000 in order to bring it into compliance.
And I understand there's a number of other states that just all of a sudden start shivering in their boots over that one.
That's true. The other thing is economics, where the state spending more than $10 billion on the prison industry got to the point that just can't do it anymore. We're going bankrupt. We're spending more on state prisons than we are on
the prison
education.
The prison industry, and you are so right. The prison industry. It cost us $25,000 a year to keep a prisoner here. It cost the state $50,000. It cost the state of Texas, I think, like a third of that, like $6,000 to keep their people. $50,000 a year per inmate.
And we were up to $180,000. So do the math and you figure out why it just is not sustainable.
We're spending $12,000 a month on medical care for every one of our prisoners. I mean, that's $1,000 a month. I bet there's people out there that would give their, they've got kids. They're not spending $1,000 a month on insurance and stuff.
Bob calls me Mr. Sunshine. I'm trying to keep a positive spin on this and say it's an opportunity to
excel,
to get rid of the failed system,
right,
or at least change it. not get rid of it completely, but change the failed system that led to a 70% recidivism rate and try and find something that works here in the local community. That's,
you know,
the positive.
It's too bad that we can't take $900,000 of that, warehouse these guys, and spend $2 million on education for our kids and do that generation split where we save a generation and keep them from getting into trouble. That's where I'd like to see all the money go to, save our kids, get them the help they need, get them what they need, get their education and do all this. Now,
maybe we can do it both. I don't know. But, I mean, we need to spend our money more effectively. Warehousing is not working.
No, it's not.
We've got to find some way that, other than just warehousing people in state prison.
I agree. But, you know, when it gets down to it, and I know that this is going to be something, and we're all going to work together on this, and I applaud your efforts. This is not easy. If there's anything that we can do, you know, and I don't know what we can do, except as concerned citizens, we will help members of our community. But I also know that everybody that's come in here has said, you know, it's our children. We need to do something. If we're going to put money into the systems, let's save them when they're little, and we don't have to spend it on them when they're in their 20s.
No doubt about it. The money can be effectively utilized at an early age to try and keep people out of the system.
Yeah.
That's the best dollar spent.
Yeah.
But we've got to do a better job once they're in there and figure out how to keep sending them back.
Well, look, please keep coming back and giving us an update every month on this, and we'll see what we can do on this. You know, just keeping the word, keeping the people informed. Our guest tomorrow, by the way, is our fire chief, Chief Crichton. We'll be in here tomorrow. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guy.